Danny, defeat this afternoon, unfortunately, but first of all, your thoughts on your team's display?
It's mixed emotions in lots of areas. I think, you know, we didn't... we worked very hard in training this week about how we're going to approach the game, and we were certainly looking to go toe-to-toe with Derby. You know, we know that if you stand off them, they've got so many players in the team of quality, you'll find it very difficult to get the ball off them. And unfortunately, we didn't do it. You know, and that was a big disappointment from my point of view, that that we allowed certain things to happen. You know, certain parts of the game, of their game, we knew about and we didn't negate it. And again, it's taken, you know, from the training ground onto the pitch, you know, the game plan, and we didn't do it enough. The period when we got back into the game was more like us, you know, and I think for the 30 minutes or so, 35 minutes, whatever it may have been, we showed them what we can do when we get, you know, sleeves rolled up and decide to put some real, real commitment into it. And when we did that, then I think the Derby players knew they were in a real game, but it was too late. You can't give a team of quality like that 2 goals as we did, you know, and allow ourselves to be dictated to for large periods of the game.
I mean, both halves, Derby started very well, but your team in both halves did seem to respond well, and particularly first off, solidified when it looked like Derby could go on.
Well, that's exactly right, but that's what I'm saying. We shouldn't have to respond. You know, we should be in a position on the front foot at home to go and get up teams. You know, and there's going to be a lot of teams this year, and with all due respect to them, they possibly won't have the quality of Derby. But that doesn't make any difference. You know, we've still got to go out there and really put teams or players under pressure and see how they respond, particularly at Oakwell. And we didn't do that in the first exchanges, and we paid the price with the 2 goals. But after that, you know, we can say there's lots of positives to take from the game, because we did really well, you know, and maybe we could have got, you know, an equaliser at the end. Would it have been justified in terms of getting a draw? Maybe not, but we'd have taken it. And when you get one or two chances like that, you're just going to take what comes. But overall, I think, you know, we've got a lot of work to do, you know, and in January, hopefully, you know, we can be able to attract one or two players in.
You acted very quickly second half to that second goal, brought in Pedersen and Thomas Sifka, and Sifka immediately rewarded with you one of the goals of the season, to be honest.
It was a fantastic goal, wasn't it? You know, he went past a couple of challenges and drove one in from outside the box. A great shot. And thankfully, you know, it gave everybody a lift. But, it wasn't enough, really. You know, although we did put a lot of pressure on them, you know, we just couldn't force that second goal. Although there were numerous situations that developed that we didn't really make the most of. But that particular part of the game was pleasing from my point of view. But we shouldn't have to wait to that. You know, if we should absolutely be, you know, as I said before, the game plan was to get at them straight away and not let them settle on the ball. And unfortunately, we didn't do that, and we paid the price.
What do you think when the ball landed at Chris O'Grady's feet in the 91st minute with the goal gaping?
I think, knowing Chris, I thought he was at least at the target, you know, but he's leant back and unfortunately snatched at it. But in that respect, you know, yeah, we can be disappointed that particular effort didn't go in. But we can't be too complain too much about the result.